Winston LaRose of the Jane Finch Concerned Citizens Organization. I'm its executive director and came to this Jane Finch area from 1996. Now, we're at the Black Creek Health Center, where we're doing our first in a series of a number of debates. It's the SCARAB Debating Society, and SCARAB with a knee attached. And the purpose of this is to be able to bring the grassroots people together to have discourses around any issues in an intellectual plane. But in particular, the first part of our series, the series that we're doing right now, six different sessions that will address some of the issues that are local to Jane Finch that are not being dealt with by the councillors and the persons running for the mayoralty. So we wanted to be able to bring people together to have them express in a relatively free environment where they are empowered to speak up about those issues that matter them most, such as issues with Toronto Community Housing Corporation that affect their residencies and their tenancies. Also, we want to talk about police and the various levels of police oppressiveness that happens, including intrusiveness into community life and running programs. We don't want that, but the people will talk about those things and decide for themselves. Further for that, we talk about such things as welfare. How adequate is that? But tonight's debate in particular is looking at the question of the Jane Finch and its role within the larger dimension of structural Toronto, the city of Toronto. How beneficial is it or has it been for Toronto to have been reorganized into a central governing structure that has taken away all these different peripheral municipalities that we used to have, reducing the number in representation, but also the access to your representative that allow people to talk about the conditions that mattered most to them. As a result of which, we have a council now that went from 106 different representatives to 44, and Councillor Ford thinks that we should be down to 26 or 22. Now, when that happens, already people don't have any means of taking a delegation down to downtown Toronto to talk about the things that bother them, and they've lost interest and concern. When they reduce it to 22, with each councillor representing larger proportions of population, how are they going to manage that? Those are some of the questions we want to address. And we talk about the rebranding of the Jane Finch. We're concerned about that. We call it University Heights and other names that they might have in mind. How is that going to improve the circumstances here? What we want are people that understand that the basic needs that are requiring all these increased levels of policing could be better dealt with if the governing structures would recognize that they have to empower people with the skills to be able to work, provide for themselves so that they don't have to go into gangs. And further to that, perhaps get the police officers out of the school and put them to work with real work. Because police officers in the school are replacing social workers and replacing teacher responsibility to ensure the proper and disciplined conduct of students. That's a role that teachers should be playing. They need to know how to do it. If they've lost the capacity to do that, then they failed us, or the system has failed them and they've failed us. We need to get back to that. Police officers with guns in schools take you back to Russia, when they used to have societies where you need a police around all kind of camps to ensure people behave themselves. Now, that's not what Canada needs to become. So at debates like this, we tease out these questions. We allow people to become so well informed about what the fundamental rights are in a democratic model of society. And we still have that to some degree, but progressively and gradually, it's evolving into a state where governance is by a few with very powerful structures around them, be it police or other institutions, that dictate to the people what is best for them. Is that a good thing? We don't think so. And we want to have a major discourse about that with the people running for office so that when they're elected, not only are we going to be able to hold them accountable, but we will ensure that we are very skilled and particularly prepared in order to challenge them in those issues. Jane Finch Concerned Citizens Organization, and we've been around since 1978. It's an organization that knows the Jane Finch very well, is grassroots in the community. And we were the first people here at this mall, the first community organization. So we've been in the mall since 2001. Now, there are a lot of other people in the mall, but we have to be questioning how well our community agencies also providing to the community what they need to. Are they really delivering? Those are very important issues, and they're issues that we have to be concerned about. I thank you.